This is the Kona Edge, the home of Ironman triathletes who dream of qualifying for the World Championships on the Big Island.
You're listening to the Kona Edge. I'm Brad Brown, episode 481. Can you believe it? I was looking at my spreadsheet of where I sort of keep track of everything. Episode 481, that's crazy. Inching up on episode 500. I'm still sounding a bit flu-y, and I'm chuckling because I thought to myself, if anti-doping has to bust through the door right now, I may be in a bit of trouble. The good news is I'm not racing, and I'm probably not going to win any races soon or age groups. So don't stress, and it's not that I am doping. Please don't get me wrong. I'm not. I'm just on so much cold and flu medication to try and shake this thing. It's ridiculous. On today's podcast, we're going to be talking some swimming. Rob Dallimore joins us once again. We head back to New Zealand to talk about his swim. And a massive thank you to our sponsor of this episode of the Kona Edge. It is brought to you by Health IQ today. Health IQ don't just generate leads and forward them onto an insurer. They'll take you through the entire journey from when you head over to this URL, healthiq.com/Kona, to starting your application, from going through underwriting to policy in force. Health IQ is with you every single step of the way. With Health IQ, you're not just a number. You know what it's like with other life insurance companies, where you get penalized for your family history and your BMI. They don't really know anything else about you. But you don't get rewarded for being health conscious and leading an active lifestyle like you do as a triathlete. Well, the awesome news is with Health IQ, now you can get rewarded. Health IQ have lower rates for triathletes just like you, and you can qualify through their Health IQ or other lifestyle quizzes like their running IQ or cycling IQ. And it's cool too, because you also get additional savings by submitting actual data like your race results or hooking it up to Strava or Runkeeper, or your app data as well. So to find out more, head over to healthiq.com/Kona. And in doing so, you can help support the show and you'll also learn more. Or simply text the word Health IQ. That's one word, Health IQ, to 44222. And I'll send you those details straight back. That URL to get to once again, healthiq.com/Kona. If you're like me and you've got a mind like a goldfish, you can also click in the show notes to this episode of the Kona Edge, or in the podcast player you use, just scroll down right now on your device, and there's a link there to find out more about Health IQ. That's healthiq.com/Kona. You're listening to the Kona Edge. Time to chat some swimming. We head back to Auckland in New Zealand now to catch up with Rob Dallimore. Rob, welcome back onto the Kona Edge. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you, Brad. Hello.
Yeah, awesome. Thanks. Rob, you mentioned in our first chat that if you could go back and start over, you would have started swimming competitively and lots more when you were 12. It is a bit of a help if you do grow up as a fairly competitive swimmer. It's just, I mean, that's half the battle won when it comes to swimming, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It's a huge thing. And I work with a school. We coach triathlon at school. And it's one thing I say with these kids is if you get an opportunity to join a swim club at this age, just do it. You know, if you want to be good in the sport, if you want to go to the Olympics, then you need to know how to swim well. So you just can't beat around the bush with that. It's so important.
And I mean, if I can throw my two cents in there as well, even if you don't want to be good at the sport, I mean, I swam fairly competitively as a kid in junior school and didn't really enjoy it that much. It was a lot of hard work, but gee, am I grateful my folks sent me to that thing and drove me up and down, because as much as I'm not a fantastic swimmer, I'm comfortable in the water and I can swim without doing too much work in the water. I can swim a fairly decent swim time. And when it comes to an Ironman, gee, if you've got that sort of background, it becomes a breeze.
Absolutely. And it's just being comfortable in the water and just knowing that, you know, I mean, in Kona, when you swim out to the start line, if you want to be competitive on the start line, you've got to get there 15 minutes before, and you've got to be treading water for 15 minutes. So if you're not comfortable in the water, if you don't know how to hold yourself and hold your body stable and upright, and if you don't know how to scull with your hands and your feet, it's treading water for 15 minutes is so tiring. So just those little techniques that you pick up with that makes a big difference. So, yeah, it's a huge, huge important thing. And just being confident in the water is such a massive thing, especially – in New Zealand, you know, we're an island nation and we've got water around us. And there's so many drownings, and you just think if only these people could learn how to swim, it would make life so much, so much better for them.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, so there's some advice, regardless of triathlon or not. If you're a parent and your kids can't swim, get on it.
Yes.
It's the best thing you can ever give your kids. Rob, you obviously didn't start when you were 12. Looking back at your triathlon career, what's the one thing that you think that you've done has really helped you swim over time?
So the funny thing is, this year I swam less but have swum better. So I always try to stick to a volume of about 10 to 12K a week this year, but previous years I've sort of gone 14, 16, 18K a week, and I just haven't gone any quicker. So this year I've swum less, but with focusing on technique. And when I'm doing my interval swims, it's very, very fast or very, very slow, and not so much. It's sort of in the gray zone in between. So really I've cut back on the volume. But I've probably kept my frequency the same. I'm just swimming slower for my aerobic sets and faster for my sprint sets, and really focusing on technique. And I think that's, for someone who's not a natural swimmer, that seems to work quite well for me, because I can't swim long, long hours in the pool. Mm. My feet sink and I just get tired. And I haven't got a lot of muscle up top. So, you know.
I mean,
sore shoulders.
that's pretty good advice across the board. Swim your slow ones slower and your fast ones faster. But we'll chat about that on the swim and on the run and the bike later. As far as workouts go, what do you love doing? What are your favorite workouts in the pool?
If I don't really want to swim more than 4K, an Ironman 3.8K. So I figure, well, if I can get through 4K, then I'm good. So as long as it's a workout that's less than that, I'm happy. Being a runner, I like to rely heavily on my pool boy and paddles and bands, which is probably at the disgust of the swimmers around, but it seems to be what gets me through the swim sessions the most. So if I can complete my swim sets with a pool boy and a band, then I'm happy. But I like hitting the 100s and 200s, nothing too much longer than that, because I lose count of the laps. That's my problem.
You obviously coach as well, and so often is the case, the mechanic's car doesn't work and the doctor's kids are always sick. Do you find that you almost tinker too much with your own swim technique to its detriment?
I try not. Yeah, no, I don't really. I really listen to the poolside coaches. I'm lucky enough that, I coach one day a week, but the other days I can jump in the squad myself. So I have Rick Wells or Dan Feist poolside telling me what's good and what's not. I really listen to those guys, and I try not to do too much outside of that. I actually coach a guy called Moss Burmester, who's won a couple of Olympic medals in butterfly, and he's a great swimmer, but he's also swims our squad as well. So I've taken a lot of advice from him over the last few months about improving swim technique and stuff like that. So I'm training him to be a triathlete. He's training me to be a swimmer. So there we go.
How humbling is it swimming with someone like that?
Ah, it's embarrassing. It's embarrassing.
I love it. Rob, I look forward to chatting a little bit about your bike next time out. We'll save that for another day. Thanks for your time on the Kona Edge today.
Thank you.
Today's Coach's Corner is brought to you by Susan Kitchen at Race Smart. As a lifelong endurance athlete, Susan, the owner of Race Smart, has an up-close and personal understanding of the challenges many endurance athletes encounter. From sports nutrition to a training program designed specifically around your busy lifestyle, Susan has completed more than 25 marathons, more than 20 half marathons, 8 Ironmans, and is a 2-time Kona qualifier. Regardless of your athletic ability, age, or fitness level, proper nutrition, developing healthy habits, and consistent training play a fundamental role in supporting your health and performance goals. Whether your focus is weight loss, improving performance, or managing a health condition in an active lifestyle, Susan's expert insights and personalized attention will help you overcome obstacles, optimize your nutrition, and achieve athletic excellence. Race Smart's Susan Kitchen is a board-certified sports-registered dietitian, Level 2 Endurance USAT coach, Ironman coach, and holds a master's in nutrition. Race Smart services include sport and daily nutrition consultations, sweat and electrolyte testing, and personalized triathlon coaching. If you'd like to find out more about what Susan is up to at Race Smart, All you need to do is head over to racesmart.com or simply head over to theKonaEdge.com/coaching and you can click straight through from there. If you're a coach and you'd like to be featured in the Coach's Corner, all you need to do is head over to that URL as well. It's theKonaEdge.com/coaching. Scroll all the way down to the bottom of that page for more details. And that's a wrap for this edition of the Kona Edge. I'm going straight back to bed. Thanks to Rob Dalymore for joining us today. We're back again tomorrow with another edition. And a massive thank you to our sponsor. It was brought to you by Health IQ, an insurance company that helps health-conscious people get special life insurance rates. Just go to healthiq.com/Kona to support the show and to find out more. Simply text the word Health IQ. That's another way to get more details. Health IQ, all one word, to 44222, and I'll send you the details straight back. The website to get to, once again, healthiq.com/Kona.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Kona Edge. Don't forget to connect with us on social media. Simply search for the Kona Edge.